October 29th.
Joined here by our Pro Stock motorcycle winner, Ellie Tonglet, rider of the Nitro Fish Motorcycle Suzuki. Motorcycle, I should put in there. It was an all-team final. You and your team owner, Jerry Savoy, matching up. Let's talk about the dynamic of that. Is it relaxation when you go to the pits? But it didn't seem too relaxed when the two of you were going up there, and you definitely did race each other to the stripe.
Oh, yeah. You know, after the semifinal, when we both won, we got back to the pit, and it was just – it was a lot of fun, you know. They came by and told us an outrageous amount of time to be back up here, which was very short. And I said, well, both bikes are right here, so I know the other guy can't go down the track without me. So we were – it was just a lot of fun in the pit trying to get them cooled off, and we're having fun. But once we – came up here, I didn't even look at him, and he didn't look at me. It was just all business.
Yeah, and it was a fairly close race. 89, your 89 beat his 90. Let's talk about the team dynamic in general. Obviously, you're a championship contender here. The way things played out certainly helped your cause this weekend.
Oh, yeah. You know, we got a bike that's – I think we're leading the points now, and we're not going to look back. You know, Jerry made a big move in the points chase also. He's – whoa, jeez. It blew the hood scoop off. But he made a big move, and he should be three or four. So we're going to have two bikes that are going to be competing for this championship down to the wire.
Does it add weight to you when you see some of the leaders go out early? You see a guy like Matt Smith go out early. Does it weigh on you, or do you just kind of make sure you take things into consideration and do your job?
Once I ran before Matt ran, so we were coming back on the return road, and we seen the other wind light on in the lane, and that's when we kind of got excited and said the door's open. We just got to capitalize on it, and we just kept our head straight and just kept going rounds. You got to face them one round at a time, and you need four wind lights to get all the points that you can.
I know you're a Louisiana guy, so not necessarily a cowboy, but one of the great kind of iconic things that happens about winning here is getting the hat. So talk about earning one of those
things. It's pretty cool. Last time we won here in 2010, we got the hat, and then Kenny Koretsky really wanted it, so I gave it to him. But he's not getting this one. He's not here, so he's going to have to order one if he wants one. But my dad he got one, and it's pretty cool to have these specialty trophies, you know, and just to go with the Wally. It's something special.
What have you learned since 2010 about winning for a championship? You're in a position to win another one.
Just stay calm and take it one round at a time. The key is to go rounds, and we show up to a race, and I just want to get to the semis, and whatever happens after that is just bonus, kind of. If you can go to the semis, you're going to have a very good shot going into Pomona, and we just got to stay calm and focused and not make any mistakes.
What's the deal with Jerry?
Is he coming back next year? And where does that leave you?
Jerry says he's going to be out at five or six races. He's going to do a handful of them. Our program's still up in the air. You know, it's mainly relying on Kenny Koretsky and Nitro Fish. So we're just going to see. Kenny doesn't make any plans soon. He waits to the last minute. So we're just going to talk to him after Pomona and see what he wants to do.
Just to clarify, you and your wife are expecting a son October
29th.
Okay.
Yep.
End of October.
Kayla.
K-A-Y-L-A.
K-A-Y-L-A.
Okay. Tell us about having to put a motor in your boss's bike every round.
Oh, yeah. Jerry's bike didn't do too good in round one, and then they got back, and me and GT were actually helping swap motors, and they had one guy working on my bike. That was kind of crazy. And then the next run, they did it again, so we had to change the motor again. And the motor came out that bike in three rounds. So
wow.
It was kind of crazy.
Just to be where he was at the end.
Absolutely. It wasn't for a lack of effort, that's for sure. And it was a lot of work. Before the finals, I had all the fans on my bike, and I look at Jerry's bike, and they didn't have a single fan cooling it off. So I went over to the crew guy, Rick, and GT was helping him. I said, man, y'all don't cool them off? He said, no, we just swap them. Yes, Anthony Vanetti was riding one of our bikes that's been sitting all year, so he plans on going to a few more.
So what's that like having your brother working for somebody else?
The trailers are right next door to each other, and we walk between trailers. We don't hate each other.
You're set for next year as far as you know. Jerry's going to run the
We don't know yet. Just with work and everything like that.
Well,
That always happens. You just, it's always last minute, you know.
Absolutely.
What's that like? I mean, that's gonna be aggravating or frustrating or something.
It's frustrating a little bit, but I've accomplished enough, and if we quit this year, I'd be happy with it, you know. It's just, we've been out here 8 years and we've had a lot of fun, and if we come back next year, great. If we don't, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
I will miss you.
Oh, I'm going to miss everybody else, but...
Will, it's not a done deal.
Right. We don't know yet.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.